Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's another time to be in the presence of the Lord. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on this show, we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. We get to dive deep into the deep revelation in the Word of God. We wait on the Lord to speak to us, and indeed, we hear Him give us direction every single morning on this platform. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Invite somebody to this platform and let them know that it is time for our Master to speak to us. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the second day in the month of May 2025. It's a brand new day. It's a beautiful Friday. And we'll be looking at a topic that says, the journey of life. The journey of life. Our aim for today is taken from in 30 from our manual, When We Walk With the Lord. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Chronicles chapter 10 to chapter 12. Our memory verse is taken from Psalm 36 verse 9, which says, for with thee is the fountain of life, in thy light shall we see light. And our Bible reading for today is taken from Psalm 32 from verse 8 to 9. Psalm 32 from verse 8 to 9. Are you with your Bible this morning? From verse 8 it reads, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Do not be like the ass or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, in Genesis chapter 47 from verse 7 to 9, Pharaoh asks Jacob, how old are you? Jacob responded, I have traveled 130 years. My forefathers traveled longer. The question, how old are you, simply means, how far have you gone in the journey of life? The moment you are born, you begin a journey on earth. However, when you die, that journey ends. Then you face eternity either in heaven or hell, depending on whether you gave your life to Christ or not. Let me ask you a question. Since you are on a journey on the earth, are you traveling in the right direction? Do you know God's ordained destination for you? Today, many people travel through life without seeking to know God's will concerning their destination. You cannot afford to do that. You were born for a purpose, and if that purpose is not fulfilled, you will answer to the giver of life you are living now. Your decisions, whether small or big, will determine your destination in life. In Genesis chapter 13 from verse 10 to 11, Lot decided on where to settle based on how pleasant the place looked without finding out God's will. That single decision changed the course of his life and those of his descendants forever. Beloved, the one who sets you on the journey as a predetermined destination for you and a map for you to get there. He said in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 that he will bring you to an expected end. While God reveals destination, he does not provide the full details about the journey all at once. He told Abraham, leave your father's house and I will take you to a land I will show you. He also told the Israelites, I will take you to a promised land. He showed Joseph that he would become a great ruler. And he also told Peter that he would make him a fisher of men. All these people had an idea of the destination, but the map to get there remained with God. The map that shows how you will fulfill destiny is with God. If you stay close to him, it will guide you. David said in Psalm 119, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Beloved, if you lose your relationship with God, you will lose your map and you will likely arrive at the wrong destination. Stay close to God and let him guide all your steps in this journey of life. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, Father, please help me to remain close to you forever, that I can arrive at your ordained destination for my life. Father, please help me to remain close to you forever, so that I can arrive at your ordained destination for my life in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening to us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. It promises to be entertaining, inspiring, and, of course, spirit-filled. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.